According to a local attorney, the Rochester-based Capital Gaming LLC has signed a contract to purchase Tobin's First Prize Center, the long-vacant site of a former meatpacking facility located near I-90 in Albany. Albany-based attorney Robert E. Gans, a partner with Exchange Street Associates, an organization that has been trying to find new use for the site, declined comment to WAMC, but told the Albany Business Review, quote, "We would like to finally dispose of it. An offer has been made and a contract signed. While there are contingencies, we hope this will finally be the contract that will be consummated," unquote. Gans declined to go further into detail about Capital Gaming LLC. A message was left for Flom Management Co., Inc., also of Rochester, which shares the same address as Capital Gaming. Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan said she has not seen the proposal and needs to consider multiple factors before forming an opinion on casino development in the capital city.
I need to understand exactly what's being proposed, the size, the scale, what other facilities would be built along with that casino or that would be proposed with that, and really make sure that I advocate for the residents and the businesses in Albany to ensure that this has a positive impact.
Sheehan said she also needs to consider the sentiment of Albany residents who narrowly defeated New York's casino ballot measure in November. Meanwhile, in Saratoga County, discussion focused on casino expansion at Saratoga Casino and Raceway has caused two organizations to speak against each other. In a press conference hosted by Destination Saratoga, employees of Saratoga Casino and Raceway, the group's sponsor, expressed their concern that the Racino was being misrepresented. Danelle Healy, a human resources generalist at Saratoga Casino and Raceway, said she is unhappy with what she called misinformation being circulated around through the Saratoga community and the media.
The information people are saying about us, those aren't correct. That information is incorrect. They don't know the facts. They don't know what a great place this is to work for.
Saratoga Casino and Raceway employs 630 individuals. Sarah Bovin, a spokeswoman for Save Saratoga, the organization against casino expansion in Saratoga Springs, said her group has not taken a position against the existing facilities at Saratoga Casino and Raceway or its employees. However, Bovin criticized casino lobbyist James Featherstonhaugh, part owner of the Casino and Raceway and president of the New York Gaming Association.
He unfortunately has now created the rock and the hard place and put his employees right in the middle. And that is an unfortunate state. And we're very empathetic toward them and the fact that they are being manipulated and exploited on the issue. It's really unfortunate.
Healy said she and her fellow employees volunteered to speak at Tuesday's press conference.
This was on our own. We wanted to be there. I would have been there in a heartbeat no matter what for that press conference because I think the community needs to know what a great company I work for and how important these jobs are to our employees.
Bovin said Save Saratoga will continue its efforts to bring its message against casino expansion to local leaders.
It stands that 58% of Saratoga rejected the expanded casino legislation and that needs to be heard by our county officials.
According to state figures, a casino in Saratoga Springs could bring in $11 million to be split between the host city and county for school aid and property tax relief. Casino opponents say an expanded casino could bring increased crime to Saratoga Springs as well as draw business away from the city's downtown. Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau on the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.